Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Avos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zeichah to find Reziva Gahagon Bikarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us from Gamaliel ben Ashur Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer Gamaliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, says the previous Mishnah was from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and now we have the next one in the line, the next one down the chain, the next one who has the Messiah. That's from Gamaliel, his son. So what he used to say, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah, learning Torah is good with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz doesn't mean acting nicely and speaking properly, like when your Rebbe or parents says, speak with Derech Eretz, it means working, doing malacha, being involved in commerce and business, something like that. That's what Derech Eretz means, working for a parnasa. The two of them are good together. Shigias Shneim, Mashkachas Avoin, because working hard in both of them prevents a person or forgets a person from sin. We know that Torah Mateshas Kecha Shel Adam, Torah makes a person weak, and also when a person does physical work, that also tires them out and drains them and makes them weak. And so the two of them together really can prevent a person from doing Averis. Now you might say, no, you know, I'm just going to sit and learn Torah all day long, and that's what I'm going to do, and that's going to help me. That's not so, says Rabbi Gamaliel, because v'chol Torah she'ein ima malacha, if a person learns Torah and he doesn't have some sort of parnasa, some sort of work on the side, soifa b'teila, it's going to end up being batal v'gareres avoin, and it's going to end up bringing sin. That's because how's the guy going to eat? How's he going to support his family and put food on the table? So he's going to end up getting involved in something unscrupulous and be dishonest, and that's going to bring about sin. So therefore, a person should learn and work together. As Shammai had said in previous Mishnah, his main thing should be Torah learning, and the side thing should be business, but it really does need to be the two things together. On to the next thing from Gamaliel, v'chol ha'melem im ha'tzibur, anyone who works with the tzibur, which really means works for the tzibur, he's what we call a community activist, an askan, a macher, whatever you want to call it, but he's there helping the tzibur, trying to do his best to bring about whatever benefit for them he can. So you ha'melem im l'shem shemayim, he should be working for them l'shem shemayim. He shouldn't be doing everything he is, thinking to himself, wow, I'm so chashav, I'm so great, look how much I'm accomplishing. Why is that? It's the chos of their fathers which is helping them, and their righteousness is standing for them forever. In other words, the reason why the askin, the community activist, the macher, is successful in what he does is because of the chos of the tzibur. That's giving him the ability to be successful. It has nothing to do with him, and therefore he has to do everything he's doing l'shem shemayim. However, says Rami Gamaliel v'atem you, meaning now he's addressing these askanim, malani aleichem sachar harbe ki'ilu asisem, I still give you tons of schar, ki'ilu as if it came from you. Meaning, Mr. Askin, when you're working really hard for the tzibur and you're being meister nefesh and you're doing whatever you can, don't take any credit for yourself. Realize that the only way you're able to accomplish what you are is because of everyone else's chos. But you should know that after you went through that stage, the schar that you're going to be getting is if ki'ilu you did do everything on your own. Now, the Rambam explains slightly differently that v'atem, you, askanim, the people that are involved in sarchi tzibur, if you were unable to do a particular mitzvah because you were busy and involved helping the tzibur and helping people, malani alechem schar harbe kilo asisem, I give you a lot of schar as if you did that mitzvah that you lost out on. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Rami Gamaliel continues, Hevuzihirin barashos, be very careful with the government. Even though you have to be close to the government, you have to make connections, you have to make yourself known in the halls of the government and speak to the relevant parties that are going to be able to help you and do whatever it is to help the tzibur, still be very careful of them. Shein makarvin leila adam el tzarech atzmon, they don't become close to a person except for their own needs. They're thinking about themselves. Nirin ka'ayvin b'shas hanason, it seems like they love you. It seems like they're the greatest friends when they're getting benefit from you. They're not actually there for the person in his time of need. When the guy actually needs his friend in the government and he calls him up, he wants some help, all of a sudden he's not there for him. So be very careful. Don't think, wow, we're so close to the government. We have this man in place there and that man in place somewhere else. The government only cares about themselves and not about you. So always bear that in mind, says Rami Gamaliel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Dalet and Hey with more members from Rami Gamaliel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.